Hi, this is Joanne Ecton, founder of Mojo Solutions, and this podcast is dedicated to everyone out there who's trying to figure out how to find their mojo in life. If you're happy with what you're doing, if you're not happy with what you're doing, there's always room for improvement. Today, we're going to talk to you about the topic of success. So success to everyone, generally, when you ask them, has to do with money. How much money are you making? Do you have enough big car? Do you have that beautiful house? Can you take the vacations, put your kids in private school? Whatever those trappings of wealth are that you have in your head, I'm here to tell you that that's only one dimension of success. And if your focus is 100% on money and how to achieve financial success, then you are missing out on true success in your life. The second dimension, the one that's most important, is quality of life. If you are spending all of your time at the office and don't get to spend time with your children, if you're working and stressing and your health is taking a toll, you're not getting yourself to the gym, your blood pressure is going up, your doctor's telling you you need to lose weight, you have no quality of life. You've got to pull yourself back in balance. So think about this. If quality of life times wealth equals total success, if either of those numbers are zero, then the answer is going to be zero. So if you've got all of the quality of life where you've got everything going for you in terms of your family and your relationships and your health, but you have no money, then your success is still zero, right? Quality of life might be 100, wealth is zero, you multiply anything by zero and your answer is zero. So now flip that around, right? This is where a lot of people are in America today, at least, where we are in search of the almighty dollar, of keeping up with the Joneses, buying that next nice car, the BMW, what have you. If your focus is on wealth and that number's 100, but your quality of life is a zero, then again, you're back to a zero. So you really need to think about how you, if you're putting all your emphasis on earning your living and not enjoying your living, you need to get it back in balance. You know, I've had the pleasure of meeting so many different people in my business. There's some stories I want to share with you. There's a gentleman I met who's a very successful psychologist who has two small children, and he told me a story of how he brought his boys into his office, and his son's reaction was, "So, Daddy, this is where you live." Talk about devastating, right? For your children to think that you live at the office and not at home with them. I have another story of a man, though, who has the opposite scenario, where he was a very successful CFO in a Fortune 500 company, and it wasn't right for him. He recognized that he needed to change his life, so he left that job and broke out on his own. But on the flip side of that, he was spending some time at home with his children. And one day he got a phone call from the school, actually from the principal's office. So you can imagine what's going through his mind as he's driving into school. You know, why is the principal calling me? Why does the principal want to talk to me? Well, what the principal had to say to him actually astounded him. The principal asked him what change had happened in his boy's life because his grades had increased astronomically. Well, talk about a wonderful feeling to know that you and the choices you've made in your life have had such a positive impact on your child, so much so that the principal of the school noticed it and wanted to know what was going on. So two different stories, completely different ends of the spectrum, and you really need to ask yourself, which one of these people do you want to be? And then, you know, everybody's going to say, well, of course, I want to be the second one. I want to be able to be there for my kids. I want to have quality of life. But be honest with yourself. Take a look at your life and figure out, is this where you are now? Who are you? How much time are you spending worrying about work, worrying about money, worrying about what you need to do for at the office, as opposed to what you're doing with your children? Do you shut off your pagers, your cell phones, your BlackBerry when you're at home and when you're at the ball game? Right? At my son's lacrosse game, there was a gentleman who spent the entire game up against the fence with his ear in his cell phone and didn't get to see a single minute of the playoff game. What's the point of being there if you can't focus on your son and focus on an achievement in his life in this playoff game. If you have to spend your time with your ear glued to your phone, something's wrong with that balance. So, you know, think about it. I've written before about what I call the gray man, the man where you walk into an atrium of a large corporation and you see the older generation, the folks who had been there for 20 years, and they all look gray. They wear the wrinkled white shirt, the gray pants, they have a gray pallor in their skin, the big pot belly, they have no spring in their step, and they look like they're just dragging themselves through the hallway to the elevator back up to their desk. That's not who I want to be. Is that who you want to be? That's a person whose life force is being sucked out of them day after day, decade after decade, doing something that they don't love, doing something that's taking their energy, taking away from them the person that they could have been. You really need to stop and think about what's inside of you. What are your dreams? Go back to your childhood. What are your dreams? Who is the person that you were meant to be? Because every one of us has a unique balance of skills, of talents, of aptitudes, of just dealing with people, dealing with numbers, dealing with things. Every one of us is unique. Every one of us was born to be something. And it's up to you to discover what that something is. There are so many people in this world who are drifting, whose lives are shaped by where they're pushed by the tide. So if the tide is pushing them to go take some job and work somewhere for 50, 60 hours a week, get that steady paycheck, then that's what they do. It doesn't matter that that job is not what they actually love to do. What I'm here to tell you is you need to figure out what your definition of success is. Figure out who it is you're supposed to be. What are the things that you love the most? What are the things that you have the skills to be able to do? And that's where you need to set your target. That's where you need to figure out, how am I going to become that person? It's inside of you, but it's like a seed that hasn't germinated yet. You have to give it the sunshine. You have to give it the focus, and you have to give it take those steps to take that seed and help it to grow. Whether it's taking a class, whether it's stepping out of your comfort zone and enrolling in something like Toastmasters to learn how to do public speaking, reading books to help you with your inner game and your person, who you are inside of you. Talk to other people. Find people who are successful in the field that you think you want to work in, and find a way to start. Even if it's just volunteering to help somebody, find a way to start. Get yourself stepping in the direction that takes you down that path of success. But more importantly, I think what you need to do is close your eyes and picture your life. Where do you want it to be in 5 years? And be as vivid and as detailed as you can possibly be. Think about what does your family look like? What are the dynamics in your family? Where do you live? Right? What kind of a house is it? Or is it maybe a condo in the city? Is it a beach house in the middle of the wilderness? Well, that didn't make sense, did it? I guess I don't have beach houses too much in the wilderness. So you get the point. Think about what the house looks like, right? How many bedrooms is it? What color is it? You know, who's living there with you? How do you spend your days? Right? So when, you know, if you were fashioning your ideal life and you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think you want to do? I've always said that the thing that I need to do every morning to ground myself and to get myself focused on the day is I make myself a cup of tea. I used to drink coffee, but I've given up caffeine now. I'm on decaffeinated tea. But I take it out to the back deck and I look at the lake and I think about, what do I need to do today? What is the one thing that I have to accomplish today that will make me feel like my day has been a success? And that's how I start my days. Well, you need to think about how will that work for you? What is it that you want to do to start your days? And just envision that future and then figure out how to take steps to get you there. Sounds great, right? Sounds simple, but it's not quite as easy as, you know, just putting, you know, saying the words and nodding and saying, yes, I'm going to do that. what I'd encourage each and every one of you to do, and do it right now, go over to our website, take a jump over to lifechoiceexpert.com, and while you're there, sign up for our newsletter. This newsletter goes out weekly. It's full of tips and strategies to help you define what success means to you and get clarity around that definition, and also to help you figure out what do you really want out of life and what are the steps that you can start to take to achieve those goals. So again, take a look at our website, lifechoiceexpert.com. Make sure you leave us a message. Send us some comments. I would love to hear from you. And this concludes this session of Mojo Solutions, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great day.